Hi, and welcome to another one of our little podcasts. Today we're going to look at Mark 11, verse 24. There we read, "Therefore I say to you, all things whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them." This is a great, large, divine, and amazing promise that we can find in Scripture. In fact, it's so large, so divine, that our limited understanding can't really comprehend exactly what's being stated here. In every possible way, we seek to limit what it means in order to think that we're being safe in our handling with the Scripture, instead of just allowing it to be what it is in its true essence, as Jesus gave it to us, as something that gives us some kind of motivation and energy toward really understanding what prayer is, to really enter into and enlarge our hearts in such a way that we really experience the measure of God's love and power as He really wants to provide it for us in prayer. Faith in a lot of ways is far from really accepting the full truth of the conviction of what's being declared here, because many people like to talk about prayer as something where there's a yes, a no, a maybe, a whatever type conditions as to reasons why prayer doesn't work when it doesn't work for them. And really, if we understand the context, as I've kind of pointed out over the last couple days and weeks when I'm talking about faith, it's faith in God. It's faith in understanding what He has promised. The things that we're praying for are things that are revealed that we know that we're standing upon a true trust in God for, just like Abraham in Romans chapter 4 was believing in God because he had this great promise that he would be a father of many nations. He didn't stagger at that promise in unbelief. He believed that what God had promised, he's able to fulfill. And he knew that God doesn't look at the situation, doesn't see dead as dead in the end of everything, and he calls things that do not exist as though they are. So it's true faith in God. And this is something that we're being asked for. We're asked, quite simply, if we believe that we have what we received, and if we do that, we will receive the promise of actually having them. This is the key to what prayer is. It's believing that what we are asking for, when we really understand the Word of God and we really understand that there's a promise that says you can have X and O or whatever it is, like God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Do you really believe that promise? Do you really believe that you'll have financial blessing when it is offered to you? This is a very important point that we need to keep in front of our minds, because when we really look at how promises and the way prayer comes, that in true faith, there's an answer that must come in prayer. Look at this in 2 Chronicles 6, verse 4, where it says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has with his own hands fulfilled that which he spoke with his mouth to my father David." The keynote of all true prayer is a joyful adoration of God, whose hand always secures the fulfillment of what his mouth has spoken. So it's true faith in God that's really latching into and believing that God will do whatever it is, the promises that we're standing upon in prayer. That's why when we pray, we can believe that we've received them and know that we will one day actually possess them. Now, this is how the Spirit really honestly listens. So let's look at this first thing. Everything, whatever, there's kind of no limit to the whatever here in a sense, that we need to really understand how this is true. We in our limited knowledge always try to look at what are the qualifiers, but we don't understand exactly what this all things whatever, whatsoever, depending upon your translation, it is. Because Jesus has said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you have faith, nothing shall be impossible to you. Faith is so entirely the work of the Spirit of God through the Word in the prepared heart of the believing disciple that it is impossible that such a fulfillment should not come. Faith is the pledge and the forerunner of a coming answer, the yes. All things whatsoever you shall believe in prayer, you shall receive. The tendency of the human reason is to interpose a certain qualifying clause, if it is expedient, if it is according to God's will, to break the force of the statement, which appears in its own mind to be dangerous, making God a genie in effect. But when you really understand that it's faith in the promises of God, like Abraham had the promise of being a father of many nations, and he believed in that. That's why he was able to conceive Isaac through Sarah. That there's a greater blessing. We don't need to weaken the statement. We don't need to weaken our faith, because the whatsoever is unconditional. The only condition that is implied in this particular chapter and verse is that we have believe in God. Before we can believe, we must determine God's will with certainty. This is where we go and study the scriptures, see what the church has spoken about in the catechism and in its official teachings, like at Vatican II and so on and so forth, to find out if there's anything that gives us a hint or reality of how God is really going to provide our needs according to his riches and glory, or how he does provide healing, like through the sacrament of anointing, or last rites, depending upon how you understand it. Because if we understand and really truly surrender ourselves to really have faith in God, which is what verse 22 of Mark 11 is talking about, we will believe that nothing shall be impossible. And we will know that it's the all things to the level of the possible that's being talked about, because it's a promise of God. Now, we simply need to take God, the word of Christ and the word of God here, the whatsoever, as the measure and hope of our faith. It is the seed which, if taken just as he has given it and kept in the heart, will open and take root and fill our lives with fullness and bring forth much fruit. All things whatsoever you pray and ask for. In prayer, the all things are brought to God, to be asked and received of by him in prayer. Faith that receives is the true fruit of prayer. In kind of another way of looking at it is to understand that in order to have true prayer, you must have some kind of faith that what you're praying for is something that you can request and receive from God. Therefore, as a result of all this, the personal growth of the Savior, you grow in your personal growth in a relationship with the Savior, you really get into fellowship with him, and you really grasp what he's trying to provide for you and how you can do it, and truly pray as a representative of him, truly be a Christian at all hours, days, and night, and really get into the depths of prayer, because it's in this personal relationship that prayer begins to be built, and we really see how our desire lines up with God's holy will, how our motives are tested, and the proof that whether we asked indeed in the name of Jesus and only for the glory of God really does happen. And if we meet these criteria, we can check mark off that whatever it is we asked is possible with God. So there's the balance between the two. In prayer, we wait for the leading of the Spirit to show us whether or not what we're wanting to ask is the right thing and in the right spirit. Because you know, from James's epistle, you have not because you ask not. If you're not asking for something, if you're not definite, as we said yesterday, you're not going to get an answer to prayer. But also at the same respects, you have to have some kind of focused knowledge of knowing the will of God, that God will supply all your needs according to your riches and glory, that he is your strength and your salvation, that he is the one who heals you, that he is present in the Blessed Sacrament. When you really understand these things, you can really become more conscious of what you want and have faith in that, and can be led to tell the Father what we do believe, that he will actually provide for us. And we prove the reality of our faith by the confidence that we ask when we persevere in prayer. Because in prayer that Jesus teaches and inspires faith. He that wants to pray, or waits to pray, or loses heart to pray because he does not yet feel the faith needed to pray, will never learn to believe. The only way to pray in faith is to begin praying and find the spirit of faith given to you in prayer as a act of grace at the throne of God. Believe that you have received. Clearly, what we are to believe is that we receive the very thing that we ask. Our Savior does not even hint that because the Father knows what is best, he may give us something else. In the very mountain that faith bids to be departed and cast into the sea, this is what actually takes place. There is a prayer in which, in everything, we make known our prayer with supplication and receive the reward of the sweet peace of God keeping the heart and mind. This is a prayer of trust or consecration. It has reference to things that we cannot find out in God's word or from researching the traditions of the church to know whether or not God's going to give them. As children, we make our desires known in countless ways in daily life and leave it to the Father and give it or not as he thinks best. But when it comes to the prayer of faith, of which Jesus is speaking of in this particular voice, there is something different. When the Master's work is in our daily life and our soul seeks that nothing so honors the Father as the faith that which he wills to give to us, we can ask whatever it is we need, and we can take a stand on this promise and know that it will be brought home by the Holy Spirit, because we may most certainly know that we will receive exactly what it is we're asking for. The Lord says this clearly before us in verse 23. Whosoever shall not doubt in their heart, but shall believe that what they declare will come to pass, that shall happen to that person. This is the blessing of the prayer of faith to which Jesus speaks. Note also, it says, believe that you have received. In this word, the central importance, the meaning is often misunderstood. We are to believe that we have already received the thing that we ask for. Now, while praying, maybe only later you will have it in personal experience and you will see what you believe, but now without seeing, you are asked to believe that what is to be given to you has been given already to you in prayer by the Father in heaven. The receiving and the accepting of the answer to prayer is just like receiving or accepting Jesus or pardon or any other spiritual thing. It is an act of faith apart from all feeling and actual reality. In fact, if we look at Romans 4, we see that Abraham did not consider his own flesh. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He believed in God. He believed that what he had promised, he was able also to fulfill. This is how faith works. So when I come and I ask for pardon and I go to confession and receive it, I believe that Jesus is in heaven for him, and I take and receive it from him in that particular sacrament. When I come and ask for any special gift according to God's word, I can believe that I have what I'm being asked and for because I believe that I have it. I hold on to it with faith. I thank God that is mine. If we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition which we have asked of him. This is what 1 John is telling us when it talks about prayer. And you shall have them. That is the gift which we first hold in faith as bestowed upon us in heaven will become ours in personal experience. But it will be necessary to pray a little bit longer once we have known that we've been heard and received. Sometimes such prayer is not needful. In other cases, the blessing needs to be prayed through. Faith that receives certain needs to be done still needs to be exercised and strengthened in persevering prayer. God manifests the blessings that is given to us in faith. Look at Elijah. He knew for a certain time that rain would come. God had promised it. And yet he had to pray 7 times for that rain to actually come. But that prayer was no show or play. It was an intense spiritual reality in the heart of him who lay there pleading. And in heaven above, where it had work to do, this faith and patience inherited the promises. Faith says most confidently, I have received it. Patience perseveres in faith and in prayer until the gift is bestowed in heaven is seen on earth. Believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. Between the have received in heaven and they shall have on earth is the link, believing prayer and praise. Remember, it is in Jesus. It is Jesus who has said this. And if we're in Jesus, we are connected with him in a way that we experience the blessings of the receiving of the gift because he's the one that's providing it. As we've seen heaven thus opened for us, and the Father on the throne offering to give us whatever we asked in faith, our hearts can feel the full shame that we have little availed ourselves of this great privilege. We are full of fear, we are full of feeble faith, and still grasp at what can be clearly known and hoped for should be within our reach. One thing that strengthens and gives us hope is simply this. It is our Lord Jesus Christ who has brought us this message from the Father. He himself, when he was on earth, lived the life of faith and prayer. When the disciples expressed their surprise at what he had done to the fig tree, he told them that the very same life he led could be theirs. They could not only command a fig tree, but the very mountain that it stands on, and it must obey. He is our life. All he was on earth, he is in us now. All he teaches us, he really gives to us. He himself is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He gives the spirit of faith. Such faith is meant for us. It is meant for every child of the Father. It is within the reach of everyone who will but be childlike in leading and yield themselves to the Father and to his will, to his love, and trusting in the Father's word and power. The thought that this word comes through Jesus, his Son, our brother, should also encourage us to the answer, because we can declare, Blessed Lord, we do believe your word. We do believe that we have received. And with this, we turn in prayer. Blessed Lord, you came from the Father to show us all his love and all the treasures of blessing that that love has waiting for us to receive that he is willing to bestow. You have said today, again in these scriptures, something that has flung the gates of heaven wide open and gives to us a great promise that our liberty and prayer might not fully experience even today, but that we might realize how poor our hearts have been and taken in so little, we need only to consider just how big it is for us to truly trust and believe. O Lord, we now look upon you to teach and take us and keep us and use this precious word of yours. All things whatsoever you ask, believe that you receive. Blessed Jesus, our faith must be rooted in you if it is to grow strong. Your work has freed us entirely from the power of sin and opened us to the way of the Father. Your love is ever longing to bring us into a more fuller fellowship of relationship with you through your glory and power. Your Spirit is ever dawning upon us into a life of perfect faith and obedience. We are assured that in your teaching, we shall learn to pray the prayer of faith. You will train us to pray so that we may believe that we receive, to believe that we really have what we ask. Lord, teach me to know and to trust and to love you, and to so live and abide in you that all my prayers rise up and come before God in you, and that my soul may have in you the assurance that I am heard, that I will be heeded, and that I will receive. To the glory of your name, amen. Hopefully these meditations are helping you develop a better prayer life and really get into the full experience of what it is to be a Christian, especially a Catholic Christian, when you really truly experience what definite prayer is and the knowledge that you can believe that you receive the blessing that you specifically ask for him in prayer, because this is how prayer is supposed to work. And if you do that, today will truly be a very blessed day.